phone with Hope Swinimer of Hope for Wildlife for our Wildlife Wednesday. And last night was the third episode of your show. How has the response been?
It's been great. It's always a little nerve-wracking watching them air, but we get to see the rough cuts before they go out. So we have a bit of an idea what they're all going to be about. So it's interesting to see the response. People seem to be really enjoying them.
What's it like behind the scenes? Do you guys get that whole thing catered or what?
No, it's so simple. You just wouldn't believe not much changes for us. I think sometimes the most inconvenient thing we're asked to do is go through a door twice. Like, oh, could you get a shot of coming out of that door again? It's kept very simple. It's very real. They sort of come in and hang out, and if they see something going on, then they sort of follow it. So it's very non-intrusive, and the people that do the filming are lovely, and they really understand what it is we do and why we do it, and they're very good to the wild animals. If there's, you know, if there's any thought of stress, then they back down and they'll let us do our work first. That always comes first.
I thought for sure the way it worked behind the scenes, you know, when you weren't on camera, is that they had it catered. You'd be having, you know, a lemon Danish or maybe a cucumber sandwich with the crust cut off. I thought that you get pampered as a celebrity, Hope.
Every day they bring in food.
Oh, no, there we go.
No, what's joking.
The food? Tell me, what are you eating?
Black coffee. That's what I live on.
Yes. Same.
Yeah, we're with you. When we're not spilling it in our laps, we're with you.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I know how old my paperwork is by the amount of coffee stains on it.
We are in the first week of having no bridge tolls for the first time in 70 years. What do you think about it? Will it make your life easier trying to transport wildlife?
I think, you know, everything in life is about the little things, isn't it? And small little changes here and there and everywhere make a big difference, and they add up over time. So I'm thrilled it was something that they talked about doing for a long time, and it's happening, and it does make it easier and less expensive. We certainly feel the pinch with the high prices of gas and you know, just getting the wild animals in from our volunteers. So this will just be one less thing that we have to worry about and can sail right through and not pay a toll. We've actually taken the white-tailed deer through those tolls in the past.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on the way to release, we have a big trailer, and we often, you know, head out in that direction, and we have to take them over the bridge and through Halifax to their release site.
Did you have to pay extra to take them over?
No, we didn't. We wondered about that, but we didn't.
Did you, be honest here, because I'll say it out loud, it happened to me several times. Did you ever get caught without the $1.25, or did you have a Mac Pass?
There's been the odd time the Mac Pass didn't work, and I think I just went through anyway. Because you're holding up traffic behind you.
Oh yeah.
And I just hit that little bumper thing and go right on through.
Also, they didn't take your license plate, because that's what they did to me. They put me on a clipboard. I was hoping that I'd be on a clipboard with Hope Swinimer of Hope for Wildlife.
No, she's a big celebrity.
You might see me there, because there was once or twice, and you consider all the times, it's bound to happen that the change doesn't work or the Mac Pass didn't work that day. And I just think, well, it's better not to hold up traffic. It's better to keep things moving. So I always make that decision. I think it's only happened to me twice.
So Blair almost hit a deer this morning. There's lots of deer on the road right now. And we were thinking, because Alberta has those beautiful nature overpasses, is that something you would like to see here or ever pushed for?
Oh, we push for them all the time.
Oh, really?
I do many presentations, and I actually have one whole slide on my presentation about building these overpasses or underpasses. Both work amazingly well. We do have one in Nova Scotia now. In one of our very first show this year, we featured it. And it's a concrete underpass that goes under Highway 101. I think it's around Falmouth or Hansport area. And it works, and they do work well once the wild animals know they're there and get used to using them. They, you know, they're they're the answer. They really make a huge difference. They save people lives, they save wildlife lives, and it's just a way of coexisting much more comfortably with our natural world.
I think when you highlight it like that, a lot of people don't think about it from the perspective of the driver. You're absolutely right, though, right? Obviously, it's tragic when you see a deer who's been struck, but then equally on the other side, there's a car that's wrecked and potentially a driver or passenger that's seriously injured, right? Like, it does go both ways.
Yeah, it really does. I think the insurance companies should get together and build these, because think of the money they'd save in the long run. And it's a win-win for everybody.
Do you think we'll ever see that here?
I think we are seeing it more and more. I've heard of maybe one or two more going to be installed. And I just think it's a really important thing for us to think about when we're building new roads, especially, and then going back and maybe we keep a great data bank, and I'm sure DNR does too, of where the most hits happen and addressing those areas to make them safer.
On the phone right now with Hope from Hope for Wildlife. Of course, you can go to hopeforwildlife.net if you're interested in making a donation. And we always end with a fun fact. What do you got for us today?
I have one that you might know. There's only one mammal in the world that is capable of flight.
What is it?
And it is the bat.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. I don't know why. I'm just one of those people who just assume that it was, I don't even know what category I'd put a bat in. I'm not smart enough to know, Hope.
I'm so tired. I was like, can elephant fly?
And it's funny, when we have gliders like sugar, or flying squirrels and those kind of critters, but the only mammal that has true flight is the bat.
Amy's talking about this flying elephant. I picture the animated elephant Dumbo with the big ears.
Yeah, we could count that.
Yeah, okay, so it's Dumbo and bats. That's what we're going to go with.
Yes.
Thanks for the chat today, Hope. We appreciate it, as always.
You take care.